A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's most beautiful game, that is soccer.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave for Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, join us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voaindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the match that was abandoned at Barberview Stadium, the match pitting bitter rivals Dynamos and Highlanders at PF. You know what PF is all about.
Yes, the Barberview Center. Instead of watching the beautiful game, they encountered 10 the ugly when Highlanders fans pelted match officials with missiles after a Dynamos player scored an equalizer in a seemingly offside position.
And reports say the referee signaled that Christian Epopa of Timbare was offside, but linesman Thomas Kusosa indicated that it was a goal.
The situation degenerated until match commissioner Edson Kau called off the game as Highlanders fans threw missiles onto the pitch. Was it a goal or not? Now the PSL has summoned Highlanders to appear before its disciplinary committee to face several charges.
Now, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number,
Offside. Tanzwa, sezataurwa na Gibbs, ashaura kuti muridzi wenyere akanga atayiwa, shuwa mukomana anga ari offside. Asi akazorwa na masoro nemumwe wake anove vatoti linesman. Zvikanzi aiwa mukomana anwisa chibodzwa chachiri genuine, ndomaonera awa. Asi isusu nhasi hatisi pakutarisa kuti mutemo wekuti chibadzwa chakanwa here kana hachina. Mutemo wenhabvu unoti toda kunyanya tarisisa kuti zvakaitwa nevatsigiri venhabvu zvinhu zvinoumba here remangwana renhabvu nekuti tinoona munzvimbo dzakawanda Gibbs unotambwa nhabvu vanhu vanonzi anwisa ari offside referee haamisi mutambo nekuti unobva wanzi mutambo waperayo timu inenge ichinyunyuta inozonyorera kumakomiti makuru kuti nyaya igadziriswa.
Now the breaking news, Jonga, is that the PSL has actually summoned Highlanders to appear before a disciplinary committee.
Yes.
And there are several charges. So, let's read one or two charges. You can start reading the first sentence.
Yes, and the press release, Highlanders FC versus Dynamos FC abandoned the match. The Premier Soccer League has summoned Highlanders FC to appear before the PSL disciplinary committee following incidents of hooliganism that occurred at Barberview Stadium on Sunday, 14 May 2017 at a Castle Lager Premier Soccer League match between Highlanders FC and Dynamos FC, resulting in the abandonment of the match.
Highlanders FC have been charged for breaching the Premier Soccer League rules and regulations in terms of Order 31 of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League rules and regulations. It is an act of misconduct on the part of the club where its supporters misbehave in any manner whatsoever, inside or outside a ground, before, during, or after a match, no matter on which ground the match is played, without derogating from the generality of what constitutes misbehaviors on the part of supporters. The following are specifically declared to be acts of misbehavior. One,
invasion or attempted invasion of the field of play, save for the reasons of crowd suffered. Then causing abandonment or attempting to cause the abandonment of a match. Then three, throwing or attempting to throw missiles, bottled and other objects. I think they wanted to say bottles, whether potentially harmful or dangerous or not, onto the pitch or at any person.
And then acts of violence or attempted acts of violence against anyone at the game. So ke zulukani laba lamhlanje ke njengoba jonga ikhulumile sikhuluma ngakhona ukukwenzakala eBF izolo bese ungani ke sokujikelwa amathe kujikelwa imbodlela okunye kutwa butjwala uyabe ngezwe kwalbani so kodwa sikwazi ukungena njani abantu bakho sithi bangenza njani.
And the hearing gifts is set to be on a Tuesday 23rd of May.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
So singazi ukuthi kuyaphuma manje lama points la 3 points idimbali la ukuthi inikwa ama points ayi 3 wona lawo iHerenders ilaka ukuthi bayifake isijeziso esimangalisayo kumbe kuthiwa ibhatala imali kumbe kube lokhu lalokhu kube kuningi kakhulu ungagcina kusindi iqembu
leGibbs. We just want to remind our listeners and viewers that we are also trying to bring in officials from both clubs, Dynamos and Highlanders, but we are still attempting to get hold of them. But meanwhile, we'll go ahead and discuss this abandoned match.
Now, but before we proceed, I think we have to put the rules very clear here. Now, if anybody scores what is called an offside, according to Rule 11 of FIFA, let me read. If a person is in a is in an advantage position, jonga advantage ukuthi umelele ibhola uyabona umelele ibhola bese ukukhahlela phakathi kungela into eziningi ezenzakaleyo. So it says gaining an advantage by being in that position means playing a ball that rebounds or is deflected to him off the goalpost, crossbar, or an opponent having been in an offside position. Two, That rebounds and is deflected or is played to him from a deliberate serve by an opponent having been in an offside position. And finally, a player in an offside position receiving the ball from an opponent who deliberately plays the ball in brackets except from a deliberate serve is not considered to have gained an advantage.
Saka ndo maonero akaitwa na referee ndo daira kudaro kana kuti nevaridzi venyere vakarwana masoro vakaona kuti mutemo unotaura kuti hongu mukomana anga ari offside. Asi bora raazonwisa here ranga rabva kumutambi wechimwe chikwata anoye mutambi weHighlanders akanga achizama kuti anga achiclear kana kuburisa munharaunda make bhora iroro ndobva razopedzisira rasvika kune mukomana weDynamos akanwisa ndozviri kunzi nemutemo waverengwa naGibbs. Inini hangu handisi nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo
kuti
waitaitamba isusu Gibbs bhora wainzi anogona kurowa inonzi hai ndiye shasha yebhora tatine mitemo yedu nguva iyoyo ama kuchinja-chinja hatichaizivi saka tatinzwe kune nyanzvi nevateereri kuti vanozviona sei
kunjalo foit
ndizvozvo.
Yes, okay, I've got, we've got our first guest, and our first guest is Mr. Tandazani Mqinekhaya. Mqinekhaya used to play for Highlanders, you know, in the early 80s, and he was one of the most prolific players at Highlanders. So, Mqinekhaya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mr. Keith. How are you?
No, very fine. How is South Africa?
South Africa is very chilly, it's very cold.
Yes, so you are a former player and you've been following Highlanders for a long time and you played for that team and did everything, you know, according to what you told me. So at the end of the day, Mqinekhaya, there's this controversy that was at PF. So what do you think about the whole thing? First, was it a goal? And, you know, all those, you know the rules.
Yeah, I know the rules of the game.
So go ahead.
According to my own opinion and my own point of view, the situation in Zimbabwe concerning our football is not fair. Because most of the time, match officials, they judge people, they use dubious decisions, whereby at the end of the game, football is called a beautiful game. But at the end, it turns out to be ugly because of the match officials. According to me, I think the superiors, the ZIFA, whether it's ZIFA or PSL, who is the controller of football in Zimbabwe, they must take some measures, especially against officials. Because if there is choirs like noise, which was there in Mulawayo yesterday, Papa Field Stadium, people, they damage property, this and that, vehicles, everything is damaged. Mm. Whereby it's a loss to our council, to whoever, even a member of the public.
Mm.
So this thing must be done thoroughly. I don't know how they can solve it, but the major officials are at disgrace in Zimbabwe.
Mm. Mm. But my brother, despite all the loopholes or lack of knowledge or whatever favoritism that may be thrown to the referees, what the crowd did, the fans did, do you think that justifies the reason for disrupting such a beautiful game, as we call it? Soccer is a beautiful game that is meant to bring together people of all races and creeds.
No. According to me, I don't quote on violence.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I hate violence to the last degree. So what was done by the supporters is wrong. I'm not saying they're right. That one, they're wrong.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But the main cause of those things is nature officials most of the time. Right? Those big games, they are on live, on Super Sport, every port, South, wherever in Africa, every port was. Some people were watching that game. But it becomes a grace. While in Zimbabwe, we call ourselves educated people. Some of us, some people, they go with their families to the stadium, but now if it turns ugly, the kids are getting injured, this and that, it's unfair, you know.
Mm.
With one man, we have caused a problem.
Mm.
I don't quote on violence. That is totally wrong, according to me. Totally, totally, 100% wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, but if Zifa is going to take action against Islanders, they have to do it, and the nature officials, to say that they must be suspended, or the money if Islanders charged 10,000, the nature officials too must be charged again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what we've learned from PSL here is that they are looking at the abandonment of the match, not the action of the referee. So I hope they will come up with another hearing for the match officials. But from what we have read here, the statement we have, it has something to do with the fans forcing the abandonment of the match.
Mm-hmm. So now let's take you. Okay.
Can I answer you that question again?
Yes.
You know, I'm one of the people who love soccer. I eat soccer, I drink soccer, I sleep soccer.
Mm.
I always follow British Premier League, Spain League, even South African. Most of their big teams which I support. That thing which happened in Zimbabwe, it has been happening for many, many, many years. And they can't solve. They only talk. They punish the only one club. Why can't they try to stop it there and there? Or they hire foreign referees if they can't take action?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd rather look for referees made on the neighboring countries. I think it can be better. Because it seems we are failures. We can't follow the rules of the game.
But from what Gibbs just read from the FIFA website, that if a player is in the offside position, but a defender tries to clear the ball and miscues the ball to the player who is in the offside position, it's no longer an offside because he didn't play the ball from a rebound or from his teammate. What do you say?
Yes. In football, we say the referee's decision is final.
Mm.
Yeah. So the referee saw that there was a mistake. He blew and pointed to the offside position. But the lineman had to stand on his ground. So, which means there was a disagreement between those two officials.
But remember, they are all referees, the four of them, including the commissioner. So, whatever they agree on will stand. The referee's decision is final.
Right. The other point which is I want to ask you. If the people, they were pelting missiles to the linemen, why didn't they change the linemen and put the fourth official?
The law doesn't allow that because the next time the fans will disagree on who is going to be the match official or the referee, and in the end, who will referee? Because the Highlanders fans may say, we want Kandemiri to be the referee, and the Dynamo supporters will say, no, Gibbs should be the referee. And if that's left to the supporters to decide, do you think the match will be ever played?
Yeah, you know, that is a bad situation, and it's very bad for us soccer in Zimbabwe.
I know. Let's hear from...
You look like... most of the time, I'm in Botswana, I stay in Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Botswana, I used to go there to watch here and there, even on TV. You know, referees in Botswana, I've never heard even a one. I'm almost 20 years going to Botswana. I've never heard that there was a game which was abandoned in Botswana. Not even a single game. And the referees in Botswana now, they go officiate the international games with more numbers than we in Zimbabwe. Whereby in Zimbabwe, our game, we call it professional. We've got too many teams in the Premier League. We've got too many referees. Botswana is just an amateur, but they are far much better than we.
Yeah.
According to officials, officiating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wish the authorities can have a look on that thing thoroughly. Because I was sitting with my daughter, my son, yesterday. He told me, before the game started, I wish Nkau can be removed from being the bosses for the referees. He's the one who is messing things down.
Yeah, but unombembe lapho uqinile kakhulu offside offside bese uyibona sonke umuntu okhuluma lapha iCAF kufuze ilete onompembe maphandle kwelizwe nxa kudlala iDynamos Islanders. What he's saying is, you know, it was an fair goal one, and secondly he says it was clear that it was an offside according to Sikhali Ndebele. He says the CAF should play a role in bringing in referees from outside. I know it's expensive, but that's a suggestion.
Who will pay? That's okay.
See, yeah. So
okay, let's hear from Kenneth Mutare. Magadiva Mutare. Ndirumpenyi muri kupi kwamuri kufona muri?
Muri kwa Mutare kuzimunya.
Yeah. Titaurire kuti vana vasu vangori kava sei bora iri.
Bora rakangari rinomadza zvakaomarara kuti chitere chakati chashamadza zvikuru. Asi chipoindi yangu hombe pairi chinyanya ndizvakambise kuti marefuri anonyanya kusapota Dynamo Spirit, I don't know why. Because tikada kutarisa game rakatambwa neDynamo neFC Platinum. Ndipenda yakaenda kupatira striker bora rikamuiswa zvakanda isi good boy. But in the zoo, I can see good boy. I don't know why. No, it's Dynamo. It's very good.
Saka imipfungwa yenyiri kuti zvamurida kupira kune vanenge vari mumasimba imomo kuti zvigadziriswe.
Ya mafanzi ndongoti zvangu pakakanganisika dzikonzi final decision. Refu ndiye ane final decision, but nemarefu vedu tinofanira kuti tiwane kudzidziswa zvakanyanya kuti wape ma decision ari right. Kuti nhasi Ronzi igobhora mangwana wenzaisi gobhora. Saka mitema yetinoiziva sebhosi taidoziviswa tinyatoziva mitemo yebhora. But hatizozivi zvacho zvinhu zviri korekti ndezvipi. Nhasi rombonzira radifurenswa. Saka munhu kana radifurenswa nedifenda ite gobhora. But mangwana zvonzaiaifaa haisioside hatizozivi zvakamira semai.
Asi imi mutemo weFIFA iwoyu number 11 munhu maiuziva here unotaura kuti bhora rakanga ra defender akada kuclear bhora akarirova zvisizvo rikaenda kune opponent iri muoffside offside yatokanzurwa munhu haakutogoweza maizviziva here kuti zvinobvumizwa izvo
aiyezvinoziziva but tinozokonfuse kana zvichimutama refu akasavhokedzi mitemo iyoyo because zvakafana negame anotova replatinum nedynamo sirovero yakanzi tsvakubatana akanga ari offside why
iroro hatina kurionawo hamene kuti rakabuda sei
but pso manje haina kana kumbosimudza musoro ipo kuti itovhe decision iyoyo but yakanzi offside
asikadifenda akanga yatasira mukoma Kenneth apa tinyatsopajekesa PSL haisi kusimudza musoro nekuti bhora rarambwa kana kuti ragowayo PSL iri kudaidza Highlanders nenyaya yemhirizhonga yakaitwa nevatsigiri vayo ndo nyaya yavari kutarisa iyoyo idisciplinary hearing yemhirizhonga yakakonzeresa kumiswa kwegame because mutemo webhora unoonekana muzvinyunyuto bhora rapera mokombaira ripoti yenyu mopa kuna match commissioner moita zvinyuto zvenyu kana muchisisa kuzifa kana muchitya kuti match commissioner anotibira munzira kana kubvarura kana kuchinja zvatiita nyora kune nzira dzokuti musvitse nazvichemo kwete kuti ndinobva kumba nedombo kuti in case bhora rinozotadza kufamba mushe ndozokanda dombo ndozviri kurambwa nePSL.
Sorry,
can I chip in there to the previous speaker?
Go ahead.
I think what was being said by my brother from Mutare,
mm-hmm.
most referees, they support Dynamos.
Mm.
And then now they are putting it openly for any post to see. Because the game was close to the getting to be finished, the Dynamos were going to maybe, they were going to score, or it was going to be a loss to them. So they tried by all means to protect Dynamos. Platinum, they call it a small team. So that's why they didn't complain. They knew they would complain. PSL will take a long time to take decision.
No, but the PSL...
So I think my brother is telling the truth today.
Yeah, but the Platinum match, was it abandoned? Because the PSL is taking action because of the abandonment of the match. Not for the fact that the guy who scored was in an offside position or not. They are saying the fact that people threw missiles, invaded the pitch and forced the abandonment of the match.
But even in Mr. Junga,
yes,
you can complain after that, but it will take more than 6 months until you have forgotten what had happened. But you go to England, if you are given a red card,
yes,
there is a reviewing committee which sits down after the game or during the week.
Mm.
The review was the ref all right by giving a red card or what? Was he all right by giving a yellow card or by that goal? Was it allowed?
Yeah.
If it was a wrong red card, they cancel it.
Then, yeah, and also the official may be suspended for a game or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never heard since in Zimbabwe that so and so was suspended or was fired, this and that.
Mm. Yeah,
in South Africa, I think there are 4 to 6, in a few, just 3 to 4 years, who have been fired.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Stay on the phone, my brother. Mukoma Kenneth, thank you so much. Chitere, rinchurongwa, tunotenda shukuru. Gibbs, unemu mtere.
Yeah, ilo mza nge ukumbulani moyo, ukunakaleka ubulawayo. Baba moyo, unahuchona jani? Uyakuza baba kumbulani? Ungani phone yake iba njongu chun, kumbe ngu chulai lapa, angla shua. Iba njongu mkando, sivini. Baba kumbulani moyo, uyakuza baba? Yeah, uchona njani kuna hapa. Yeah, ifo niyaki ya bui pindi kambe. Uyangizwa, nje nguze futi. Kwa nisi kambili. Watu mbwede ke kumkinikaya. Yeah, mkinikaya. Nga wasa skangela sibili epole ni lapa. Si abonu kuti ye. Ya elenda abandu mangeni enkulieni beza wakwezayo. Kwa taba nga kwenza kono kupela ike mbuli ya kinga. Leto lanzimu. So umano nga zanu kwa puma nukona po jonge wa sivisi ya PSL katesi. Kwa puma ni?
Ya, isi kwa emotionaliza chesi. So sizo uba kuhu. Ya, yaman papa manisile silo ungele mkundene mbu. Utiba fosu umzaluzi ya miso. Isi kwa emotionaliza chesi wa kuhu. Pati wabuya wambe nyiti nga alabo nompembe wa chesi. Mina vengi nye kwa mzaluwe nisili nkachana. Zili nguli ndengi nga metu hapo mfungisi. Utizi kota uzo apuma mbeso kulete busuku. Kota hawe kusenzakala vengutola nga mafonu tatesu kwenzakala loku la loku la loku. Iko nisitu mtana mtu wakuluma kipori nga kakalisi.
Hmm.
Watu unka ukubo refu la pana baasola kakulu.
Hmm.
Hmm. Bams usola nga wanda uniwaza usola umto anetetu unka ukubo refu ya pazamisi. Aiso oto ama jemisu wabugina ama nenga ama ya kutiko kuperele moye nije kupe.
Hmm. I'm not going to be able to do this. Kuzobuya njalo kuti bebe postela nje, amache bebe postela imbojela, logonyo kuchieneyo, njalo loguti kube loguti longu longu. So nga su kangela konke loku, kanya zani lapa sibili askumi kreniso, ike mbu liza tola nzima.
Tola nzima, liza tola nzima wati, uwe goto wage, lapa sosia nye silu mwini.
Mm.
Mwakayeli mpia zipale mapepe nzo, labo seshi nzore, so woni wabia nzinto yotwa, ilikala ye.
Mm.
Kwa nga so taa wudeli mwuntu sebe kufanga kwa po session sore nso, paragraph sore nso, tila so mati likale likuru.
Mm-hmm.
Ia, saa la wanipa pamba nisi niloko wa mfumela ndabantu sivili kutuwa, kumele la bakhangele ngencinga zonke i send le coin lo head lo tail.
Mhm.
Si.
Hayi.
Njalo singekela thina abasekeli bebhora sekeli kwenkundleni PSL futhi yakhala.
Mhm. Mhm.
Si, kumele into kumele bayinanzelele kakhulu konke ukuthi abantu kuzobe enkundleni yiba bathi siya bethanda umdlalo. Kwenze ukuthi lati imali ingene kuma club ingene ku PSL ingene la ku ZIF.
Mhm.
Yikho nje lati mina test ngayi national team idlala ngabona ngiyangijela utavela kula boss.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibini. Ungani kunjalo ukukhumbula into osebuyile?
Yeah.
Yeah baba kona pungayi kachana mnumzana mgcinikaya. So so mnumzana ukukhumbulani moyo kona ngale kobulawayo. Eh moyo ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona baba litshona njani?
Hayi sitshonile kuhle Sibili. Sizwa kuthiwa ubukhona ngale ebholeni. So wena uboneni khona ngale. Ye la ukuwaphosa nje okunye okuthize.
Yeah akithi mina ngiboni leyo nje ukuthi ngesikhathi moya idimbari kuhlota kubekulile kuzini.
Mm.
Iplayer yabo i-offside ngoba ibingale kwelayini yama defenders. So ngesikhathi ihlotsha uref wathatha ukuthi offside. Ngemva kwalapho ulayinini waphakamisa sithi gobhora, uref wazeflinta la ethi sithi gobhora. Ithi isikhathi lapho kuvuke khona umsindo abalandeli be Highlanders. So bethinga ukuthi manje uhamba njani.
Mm.
Yes.
Kodwa sibinqaso silandela okubhalwe phansi iFIFA lapha kuyakhanya ukuthi Sibili nxa ukuthi umuntu engani ibhola lideflectile eke wacheba phambili ngale offside position abe sehlohla nxa ibhola lani vele enyaweni zomuntu weHighlander kukhanya ngazani iFIFA lapha yali ukuthi hayi igobhora
ithi igobhora asazi lapho
ye kungani batsho njalo Sibili singazi ukuthi poke njobe iklabhu sidoselwe khona ngale ku-PSL lina akusuze kulihlaba enhliziyweni ukuthi iqembu seliyabhadaliswa imali e-subside
ya kuyasihlaba Sibili ngoba iyazi ukuthi izinkalakada zezimali umzefanti ziholise ilokhu abadali labokhotha konke so kusuka kube nzima kakhulu ngakuba njalo
ye kodwa-ke nxa sesiya phambilini baba moyo khonoku ukuthi ubudlwangudlwangu obuba khona bungaqedwa njani wena ngumbono wakho?
Lobo mbona ngani kunzima ngendlela ukhotha oref esilabo lapha eZimbabwe. Lokho kunzima kakhulu ngoba oref abaningi nqamba bakhangele nxa bedlalisa imidlalo kubala ama-team abo ababezile basapota. Ngoba sinakhangela ulayinimeni yalo ovusisa umsindo lasithaabhani ibhosi yathi yakhetha igobhora esemthethweni kodwa yena wayithiya wathi offside. So ngiyathengisa ukuthi uyabevele esehlangothini uyabe opposite team so
hayi siyakuzwa-ke mnumzana khona ngapho-ke lapho khona kungadinwela kusasa babakhumulani moya
ngiyabonga baba
so that is Mr. Khumulani Moya is really concerned that the team Highlanders that is going to have some problems if it is fined you know especially heavily if the fine is very very heavy. There could be problems for the club, according to him, and I think, obviously, that can have a serious negative impact.
I remember something similar happened, was it 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
A year or so ago, yeah, when Highlanders, then I think Dynamos was leading 2-1 at Baba Fields, and some fans caused the abandonment of that match, and the game was awarded to Dynamos.
Yeah, and previously, you know, Highlanders once played matches without any supporters.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of some of those issues,
some of
you know.
The issues.
And they used to play the matches early in the morning at 9 o'clock, you know, a.m. And it was really impactful in terms of revenues for the club and all
that
kind of things.
That's true.
Yeah.
So okay, we have some fans. Oh, well, they are not soccer fans.
Yeah. People are writing. Eh?
Yeah, but they love soccer.
They love soccer. They are fans, maybe.
Okay, from our viewer, Shona Facebook, they sent some messages. We have Moses Zendera.
Mm-hmm.
Anzi Vakagona, Coach Dynamos, Yaida Kubira, Ndofungaru Tsigirakuti, Vakarugisa, Vakagona. Then Togs Mukwaze, Anzi Vacharitamba Vega, Kanaru Maituravo, Iwayo, Gava Vemuligi, Vagadreavo, Inezhidosha Highlanders, Chete Kanawachiziva. Then we have some who sent through WhatsApp. Tina Simbisai Gwabuya Dewa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is right to an ebosa, as right to the one. Chatwachi Jairira Chavo. board race difarano fanira kufaindisa boso kuti mafans avo asiye spirit yayo waibvisira ma points wopa dimbara 3 points waibana kuti itambe mground mune mafans mutongo yatopiwa then hanzi na shumba huru Zifa should punish the instigators then mumwati zvakaitika nezuro hazvikurudzirwe asi marefuri edu ngaedze kubata mitambo zvakafanira vasingatarisi kuti matimu api ari kutamba takatarisa 2015 Highlanders yakagoesa a clear goal assistant ref akati offside kusvikira pakuti assistant ref iyeyo ambomiswa basa saka vatsigiri veHighlanders vanenge vachitoona kuti zviri kutoenderera mberi kana zvichibvira ndifonerei ndiende pamhepo ndini Gaxman kuMarsh West asi havana kuisa phone number yavo ndo vamwe vateereri vatinavo vanyora paWhatsApp nepaFacebook pedu asi tina mufundisi moyo vari kuSouth Africa makadi Hello mufundisi moyo
Makadiko baba.
Aiwa tiro wapenyu. Zvatatodai kuwana imi mufundisi dzimwe nguva zvinotonhodza zvachiitika izvi.
Waregai chende mwari chekutanga maita zvakanaka matifonero tiri South Africa. Nini ndiri kutevera bhora zvikuru. Nhaipo ndiye kuti kuna baba former player soccer nhaipo yakanaka zvikuru but hatikurudziri kuti kana refi kana achinga ita mistake masupporters api ndirotiona maproblem akawana kana muno muSouth Africa. Marefa anoitawo mamistakes asi vanhu vachingotanga kugwisana like Zamalek neAl Ahly inotamba musina maplayer musina masupporters kuti zvoti zvakaitika pamusana peHighlanders nedynamos zvino zvisina kumira zvakanaka kutauti zvino zvinozokonzeresa kuti vanhu vakosa kukwanisa kufa kana kuti zvakasiyana siyana saizvo iri kuti PSA yeZimbabwe ingaigone kubhana masupporters Highlanders kana kutava musina masupporters kuti zvinhu zvakanaka tichi Dynamos inofedziwa nemarefuri kuti Dynamos itimu yakaita samo matimu ose iyo pachai inogona kutamba sinzi zvangoitika vanhu ngavagone kuziva kuti refuri zvaataura ndizvo izvozvo vangotira izvozvo kuti vanhu vagwisane
asi ndofunga mufundisi moyo muri kuwirirana zvenyu namukoma Tandazani vari kutsigirawo kuti not violence that's what he has been saying he said no he doesn't encourage people to do that and it's actually bad for the good game so he's not like supportive of that
nokuti nhau yakafana neHighlanders neDynamos haina kutanga izvozvo yakabvira kudhara nhau iyoyo bhozi nesu tivatevere vebhora totevera matimu akawanda hatingati Zimbabwe haina marefuri akakwana akadia nemarefuri kuti tiona kana muno South Africa vatamba Kaizer Chiefs kana nePirates kana vatamba Sundowns nePirates akaona vanhu zvikanda zviri mugiraundi kuti marefuri ari kuZimbabwe anogona bhora zvekuti kubhotwa ri kune marefuri chete ari kugona bhora kana munyika medu marefuri arimo ngatisagotera kudaro nokuti iyo Zimbabwe iri kugona kutava bhora zvakanaka nepine kuti ngatigoni ziva isinotindoona bhora ndina ndoona mabhora tokusika toona mabhora inenge yadyiwa yakundwa yakuva tokugamuchira izvozvo nokuti pachedu hazvatiwani hatina mugurumu watinowana tiva kufadza nyama inokuona tichitauri zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka kuti kumukira aisina yakanaka hakuna timu inonzi inofeziwa nemarefu timu inotenga marefu kauti zvakadai asi kuti kana refu rachingaona refuri wakafanana driver webhazi kana achingaona problem anoridzira senhaye pamusana pegame reHighlanders bcause defender weHighlanders ndiye akatura bhora nobvaridzo aida kuribudisa obva amhaina saka tingati offside itori nhau yakamira yakanaka saizvozvo
asi ndombokupai mubvunzo mufundisi moyo ukanga uine mwana wako kuchikoro uko achidzidza kuchikoro kwaari kugara achirohwa nevamwe vana kana nemumwe mwana ikoko achishungurudzwa achiitwa sei mwana acho iye achikutaurira iwo uchienda uchinotaurirawo vakuru vechikoro kuti mwana wangu ari kukomplaina kuti ndiri kushungurudzwa pachikoro pasina chiri kugadziriswa mubereki uchaita sei pamberi apo tichitarisa maitiro atinomboita zvinhu muafrica medu muzimbabwe ani mubereki akutotakura demo kuenda kuchikoro
zvanikati ndine mwana enda chikoro zvanikati chaini semubereki ndizvitoreno ndingagona kuchinja mwana wangu handigoni kundorova umwe mwana wechikoro handina mvumo yekurova mwana wechikoro ndingatochinja mwana wangu wechikoro ndidzira kune chimwe chikwe chikoro kana kuti ndodaidza mubereki wemwana uyoyo nemubereki nematishati
vachaonazvese izvo mazviedza zvaramba nokuti from the history iri kuratidza kuti this is not the first time this has happened and my team they complain kuti marefuri asi kutibatira magames zvakanaka but zvichemo zvazvo hasi kugadziriswa tanzwa vakawanda vateereri vari kutotaura kuti idambudziko ragara ririmo harisi kugadziriswa Saka zvizva mungangurudzira tingoti dimu tipe vamwe mukana.
I see now we must love it. Kana mushiuka pa after near ya katamba zvopa chandi chakabirwa pa chani ya ini patetamba ne Libya na referee muno ya Daniel Bennett akatibira. Kana makona Burkina Faso pakaita ba Burkina Faso umu taura bakapwa red card yakazozi azizo. Kodi I see the problem in Zimbabwe chete zviri mukati me Africa yose. Tikati Zimbabwe tongashobodza bora mukati me nyika yekwedu. Zvine zviri mukati me nyika yose mu Africa kana muno musatsawo matiri tinongona zvakona zvisika zvino nepo kuti ngatigone kugadzirisa pasingo panogadzirwa kugadzwa ne zifa ndo rokuti vagone kuona kuti PS voona pasi kuti vanhu isusu vanhu vakangogara nje vakagara vachiona bhora tomukira bodzi ne Highlanders ne Dynamos dzakabvira kudhara zviri zvichingorwa saka kuti vari kuenda nokuenda pachapisa padiko pangatigone kuzo bodzi izvi pano ne ruvengo pakati pe Highlanders ne Dynamos.
Hanzi ndo raiva uriripo. Aiwa dizozo. Thank you so much Mfundisi. Gibbs Mfundisi saying he does not encourage fans to invade the pitch and this will cause injuries to innocent people. So he's saying this problem is not only found in Zimbabwe. This is a continental, if not international problem, because this, wherever you go, people complain that referees are not handling the match the way they believe is impartial. But the end result, fans should not take the law into their own hands.
Definitely, I think lawlessness in soccer is not acceptable. So at the end of the day, if you take your kid to watch a certain game, you expect there to be some kind of safety. You expect people to, you know,
but if
very safe and, but it happens.
Let me help you. In this case, you just give your son a small stone.
No, you can't do that. Yeah, so okay, this is umnumzana ke usibonakele nyathi ukholakale egogwe kumbe umnumzana kumbe unkosikazi kumbe unkosazana kunjani usibonakele kona hambe egogwe
aya phila kakhulu indlalo lana eAmerica ngkona ngakho
hayi siyaphila kakhulu yey so akutsho umdlalo lapho ngathi ngakho
kunezinto ezimbini entando ukuthi lami ngizifake njengendaba esegudini
yey phosa khona baba.
Into yokuqala nje ukuthi referee nguyo le decision, but however i decision yaleyo must not be used to punish other people. Enye into ngeyokuthi ama supporters, of course, into abayenzileyo kayilunganga because they have to be patient with the game of football because anything can happen. So u referee lo linesman iba babangela ukuthi i game le i postponed. So my feeling opinion on this one ngeyokuthi olubana labo abazokuthi bahlale i disciplinary hearing le bamela ukuthi labo bafake into perspective the idea eyokukhanisa ama officials lawo ukuze i-presidency ibe lempumela enhle ngoba bangayela ukuthonisisa laba ama-officials umdlalo wethu uzakwala uhamba uphanjaniswa ngama-referees. I can assure you ukuthi the game was flowing very well until that incident. But ama-officials labo futhi they should understand ukuthi in football kulabantu abacontrolayo. So ukuthi u-referee la yagcine thatha i-decision because of the pressure esuka kuma-terraces, that is uncalled for. So i-team lapha is now a scapegoat in as far as I am concerned. Ukuthi how can you control ama-supporters enu egcwele i-Barberville Stadium? So i-team izakwehlelwa ngumthwalo ongayisiwo kodwa wona ama-referees lawo they should try and help us in this game because this is a nice game.
Hayi, ubeka kahle sibili indaba yalamhlanje nyathi. Sibonge kakhulu baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga lami.
Yes, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke. That is Mr. Sibonakele Nyathi in Gokwe and he's saying that you know referees he knows that referees should take decisions and that decisions are final. But he says don't use that decision to actually punish other clubs, you know?
That's true.
He's got a very big point there.
That's
and he says at the end of the day, fans should always be patient. Very patient, but whenever, when this disciplinary committee sits, you know, they should factor in the issue of punishing even the match officials. Because they say the game could have been flowing very well. And whatever happened was because of the referee and his assistants.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, please, PSL, look into this issue and punish them as well.
Okay.
So maybe, according to him, this may actually set what is called a precedent. So that maybe somebody, when somebody is carrying a wrestling, you shouldn't swallow it or do some other things, you know. Do the right thing, right?
Yeah. We have also to tell our listeners and viewers that we are mm-hmm. trying to bring onto the show former soccer player Luis Bujira. Yes, we got in touch with him and he was driving, so I think we'll try him later. But also, we have something that he posted on his Facebook page yesterday about the goal. Let me just read part of it. He says, lack of knowledge, dangerous. The Dynamos versus Highlanders match was abandoned after Dynamos scored an equalizing goal, which some Bosso fans believed it was offside. After watching the video of that goal, I don't see why people should say it was offside. The ball clearly came off a Bosso defender who was attempting to clear or block a shot at goal. That touch by the Bosso player put the Dynamo scorer onside, and it is a clear goal. I don't know why anyone could cry for offside.
Mm-hmm.
A miscue and a deflection are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the Dynamos player was initially in an offside position when the shot was taken, the Bosso defender's touch nullified the offside position and played the ball on the Dynamos player onside. The goal was legitimate. That is why I am saying the fans and administrators should take time to also go through the laws of the game so that they won't give out wrong messages. If you are all well versed with the laws of the game, we won't have unfortunate incidents like today. Hooliganism is never the answer. Yesterday I watched a blatantly wrong decision by a referee in the South African Premiership, but the fans kept their cool and the game went on. You see?
Uh-huh. That is Mr. Alois Bujira. He knows the game, and let's see what people are going to say about that.
Yeah, so, we can ask from Mr.
Yeah, before going to him.
Yeah.
Let me read what people are writing on Facebook. And remember that we are actually live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. You can post some messages there, or leave your number so that we can call you back. So Honorable Patron Mateko says, Timbare has been crying about these refs, and we never raised a finger. Now Timbare is back so powerful, we are making a lot of noise. You know, people write what they want. And then we've got Ponzo Squires, who says, an offside is an offside, it doesn't change, although the referee has got a final decision. But that decision can be wrong in most cases. So let's go back to Mkwenika. Mkwenika, looking at how things are going right now, you know, at the end of the day, we know that people are going to say a lot of things, and, you know, is this not going to kill soccer in Zimbabwe, literally?
Yeah, definitely it's killing soccer. It's killing soccer. They're taking us backwards. I think if you can check our terraces before, when guys like Matimba Ndlovu, Sheikh Mentauro, Point of when they were playing during those days, you find the stadiums were always full.
Mm-hmm.
But they go to the soccer stadiums today, you find most of them, they are half empty or totally empty. So those are the things which are chasing away spectators most of the time. And I would like to agree with Alois Bujira, he's a soccer expert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of these things, they change daily here and there, and the officials and the players, they have to learn these laws. But even them, the referees, they must learn some of the things. It seems they are still at the backwards, most of our officials. And there's a question which I wanted to pose on your side, whether if you can advise me. There will be some policemen in the stadium, isn't it true?
Yes. I can see, right now we're watching a video. They are running around, chasing some fans, and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
So they're always there.
What I've discovered in Zimbabwe, most of the policemen there will be watching the game free of charge. But they go there to control whatever is happening, to make sure the law is followed here and there. But them, they will be busy watching football. So I think that is one of the aspects which they have to look all the time. If there is such a violence, the police too must be blamed on that violence again.
So
they failed to control the crowds.
All what you are saying here, Mtenika, is that in England and other places, police, maybe security guards and police, always look at the fans, right?
And the marshals.
The marshals, right?
They are paid for that. They are on duty.
Yeah.
They are paid for that. To make sure that the law is followed, there is no trouble, no what. Mm. Anybody who is causing trouble, they have to deal with it. So if the police were late, they were going to manage to just make sure the supporters, they cool down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the only in Zimbabwe, the problem with the police, most of the time, at the end, they are the ones who are putting petrol on top of fire.
Mm.
Yeah.
We can hear you. We really can hear you. Thank you so much and stay on the line. Bob.
Yeah, because those people, they will be on duty. They are paid to be there. It's not that they just come in for free or whatever, for charity or whatever, but they are paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to control the trouble.
Okay, let's have another person on the line here. I think it's Nkosi from Botswana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baba Nkosi, unganjani?
Hanya phela sizonda kurwana.
Hayi wena usaphone phela Nkosi, kumele ufone phela everyday utungena.
Mina ngikeze ngifona, ngikeze ngifona lapho li drop iphone yami yazi.
Hayi, I think into zabantu lezi Nkosi, into zabantu sibili.
Yeah, yeah.
Mango yasona. Yeah.
Right, yazi ukuthi kids.
Yeah, quiet now.
Bona boni baleli ti politics.
Mm.
Ibaleli ti politics li le definition yende kakhulu.
Mm.
Isoka yeZimbabwe isidalated with politics. Ile politics ne-tribalism phakathi.
Mm.
Uyabona? So, imethi yona leyo kukhulunywa ngayo. Lo muntu othi yena kuyenzakala emazweni wonke ukuthi urebhu kwachitha. Ebutwana badla amadonki. So, ngeza ke sidla amadonki eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi ebutwana kudliwa amadonki. So, we must not copy things that are happening. Nxa kuyikuthi kuyenzakala kwamanye amazwe, then we must lead by example ukuthi sikumise khonokho okwenzakalayo. Ama-rebhu vele sukela kudala la kudala. That is why umsindo vele FDF laphana wawuqala from Eco Highlanders side. Siwubanga umsindo sikidelane kube luthimbi. Nxa yokuthi ama-rebhu yibo abayenza kube lo msindo. So, umuntu vele oyitrouble causer okumele bahlale la ephansi ukuthi kuze kube lo msindo, it was because of the linemen. If the decision ka linemen was a fair and fire, they couldn't be having that noise ebekhona. But just because of his behavior ka linemen, he was the most trouble causer. Yabo. So akumelanga sibalekele iqiniso ukuthi sithi thina lo ama supporters that they are not supposed to make noise. What if you provoke them? That was provocation at the end of the day. Yabo. So ukuthi umuntu ethe wonile njengomunye umuntu uthi hayi wedakiwe utshwala obenzoda wadakwa bese utshwala utshwala kaburayithi. It's something you can't even understand what happened. It's just politics at the end of the day. That's why it's all charges and corner. It's a reputation of charges at the end of the day. Sele bhali izinto ezingu-5 pass bhali kabili ngoba vele nxa kubele hooliganism. I-hooliganism can be anything. It can be described in so many terms. If it was hooliganism, it's hooliganism. There is no need to say another faction says another offense. Ukuthi ligela amatshe, another offense ukungena ground, another offense ukwenzani. It's hooliganism is hooliganism. It can be defined with only one word, hooliganism. The PSL is going to make money out of the islanders because maybe broke, so they have seen a way of making money out of the islanders. Mina, I will not condemn our supporters. If anything is wrong, we must treat those rebels until to come nice, so that at the end of the day, they should know that they are there to impress us at the end of the day. They are not there just to decide on one team at each and every match. They have never ruled against the Dynamos ever since Iggy Islanders has the Dynamos. We used to get out with Dala when we were at school. We had those problems with the rebels by Tata Masai. So they must be beaten thoroughly. If that fence has to be broken down, they have to be broken down.
Hayi, kutshala phela kuyahlupha. Kutshala kuyahlupha mzamo. So, asikubekeli nje ngendlela ukuthi pho kungalungiswa njani khonokho.
No, Dube, you know where the problem is. That is shown and develop attitude still rules. Uyabona?
Njalo.
It rules each and every corner of Zimbabwe. The four corners of Zimbabwe are ruled by that attitude of Shona and Ndebele. Of which at the end of the day, we are being always oppressed in each and every, including in sports, where people should forget about these political issues. Then we carry a stupid lineman who cannot reason. In front of all that crowd which was full in that stadium, he was not even shy to give that a silly decision. It's not something that we can condone and say, no, we have to just ignore things. We are going to beat them. As long as they behave like men, we are going to jump into the ground and beat them thoroughly.
Hi, but I just was Baba. Yeah, what are you? The police penalties, you don't tell.
Zimbabwe is going down. We have got young boys. I've got a very good son who plays a very serious soccer. So at the end of the day, if my son sees like that, then he's heartbroken. He can't feel like a player because he will be supported by useless linemen. That's a serious
But say, from yesterday's match, even the Highlanders players were trying to cool down their tempers and encourage their fans to take their seats so that the match continues.
Remember, Jonga, when we get into the stadium, we don't use bucket tops to get into the stadium. We say we cannot spend our money to go and watch somebody doing a silly decision like that. No. We pay to get into the stadium. We use time to go there. We stop a lot of our jobs to go and watch football, which we think it will even cool down our hearts when life is tough. But at the end of the day, someone comes from another corner. He decides for more than 50,000 people who are in the stadium. That's nonsense.
10 seconds, Baba. Cut the for 10 seconds. Nyakuniga civil lezo ngeza ako. 10 seconds. Cut.
Yeah. We want to see the outcome of the PSL committee, whoever is going to preside on that case and the judgment. Then we are going to take it from there.
Then you beat them up again.
Hi, bud.
They must take action against the referee.
I smoke it, of course. Smoke it, Akulba.
Thank you so much.
I think we had it.
Yeah, because we were also translating into English.
Yes, yes.
Tinam Koma Alex Pima, wewe wari ku Botswana. Magadim Koma Alex.
Mambo Magadim.
Tirewa penyu nyayiri mudariro mainzwa ya kudziya idzongwa dzakuda kupera tipei tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu.
Nhawii yakadziya pane vanotaura zvisizvo hazvingoti nhawii tayari kungoda ndichongoti vanhu vawirirane chete. Nhawii papa bhora maritambirwo arakaita vese takariona tangati tiriona mutemo wataurwa kudhara kuti bhora rikabva paopposition rikaenda paopponent rikabva ipapo rikapinda mugedhi igoo bhora zvachada umwe mutemo upi futi. Hakuna umwe mutemo unouya kunzeko iwoyo. Mutemo isu vamwe tinofarira bhora tinoriona bhora zuva nezuva tinoona bhora. Saka apa hapana chavari kutaura apa. Bhora rakagowa chete 3 points zvakadzinde kudzimbari.
Saka dzimwe nguva vamwe vari kuti refura akanga ati haisi go. Tomboti refura anogona kunga anga asingatozivewo mutemo wayo zvakanaka kupfuura linesman handiti. Nokuti linesman ndiye ari kuti aiwa. FIFA inoti kana bhora rarohwa nemumwe hakusiko ndo zvaari kutauraiwa tikufunga ndo zvaari kuteedzera mutemo wataona muFIFA law number 11 wekuti bhora rakabva kudefender richienda kune striker iri offside haachisiri offside inenge yatokanzurwa ipapo asi dai kuti bhora rakarova defender akazvimirira asinei nekuatempta kukiya kana kuti rarova bango radzoka muplay munhu anenge ari offside. But the fact yekuti defender weHighlanders akaedza kuda kuclear bhora iroro rikaenda kuplayer yeDynamos yanga iri muoffside. Ndopari kunzi nemutemo weFIFA kana tanyatsonzwisawo kuverenga kwataita kuti aiwa pane pasina offside. Saka imi mune ramangwana zvii zvamungakurudzira munyaya dzemhirizhonga idzi?
Aiwa, nhau dzemhirizhonga baba hadzina kunaka nekuti munoona bhora kuground kuya kuya tinoenda nevana tinoenda neani nevana vaduku vasingagoni self-defense. Mhirizhonga ikatanga isinge takushaya pokupinda manje. Saka mhirizhonga iyi ndaichikurudzira kuti dai zvazvichibvira ka hameno kuti vaikwanisa kuisa fosi yakaita seyesekiriti kuti mhirizhonga isinge isaite ende maholiganzi shuwa ngaaoneke makamera ngaashandisiwe aoneke kunzi vatanga mhirizhonga ndivana nebheni votorwa voimiswa kumutemo vanhu havazombosi vakaita futi mhirizhonga.
Thank you so much, Mkoma. Ndinoimba kuti vari kunzwa vanenge vachizogadzira mitemo iyoyi nekuiwandudza nekuichengetedza.
No, ndatenda hangu babongo.
Thank you so much. Gives his main emphasis is no to hooliganism. He said that teams and whoever is in authority like PSL and ZIFA, they should take stern action against hooligans. But I think teams have marshals. At one time, if I may recall, Caps United fined one of its supporters.
Mm.
Yeah, I think he did something wrong or bad in the stadium. Mm. The team, yeah, they banned him a match or two and then they fined him.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means the marshals
can I chip in there?
Yes, you can, man.
I would like to disagree with the previous caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's saying PSL must give Dynamos 3 points, what is the cause of the that all those what happened? It was the lineman. So which means he's saying that the lineman was all right.
That's what he's saying.
He will be celebrating that I did the right thing, the lineman.
He's saying the linesman followed the FIFA rule number 11 that says if the ball was played from a defender to a player who was in offside position.
No. If I was the one who was going to rule on that game, the score, I'll just leave it 1-1 as it is, or I'll just call a replay.
And then,
because the ref, which means the ref and the lineman at the end, they'll be involved in that thing. They've won their, if they crash or whatever, they've won their case.
And if
fair enough.
And if there's a replay,
I don't mind.
If
or even whatever. But if they give 3 points to Dynamos, which means the lineman and the ref, they've won their case.
No, okay. Because from, we have to wait for any disciplinary measures or a hearing on the referee's part. But here, PSL said it is going to summon Highlanders because of crowd violence or crowd hooliganism. But we just...
That summons on its own is already a charge.
Yes, but not that they will say... the referee was right or not. I think there's a committee that overlooks referees' performances too. So we have to hear from them. But as of now, I think Gibbs, you can...
What do you think? Abantu laba basijayela so asibona ngazani akumelanga bakwenze bese kuya ke unkiwane uthi okusegcekeni ukuthi umdlalo lwana umiswe isikhathi singakapheli ngoba idimbare ihlohle ibhola kade lingavunyelwayo so ke uphinde wethi unkiwane siyacela ukuthi iHighlanders ingajeswa kakhulu is appealing for lesser kind of
punishment.
That's right.
Mkoma Felix Hanzi vanyora ku WhatsApp yedu. Hanzi zvinonyadzisa kurwira bhora. Ma referees vanofanira kuziva kukosha kwemutambo uyu. Havafanira kukonzeresa. He's blaming it on the referees.
Yes, and then we've got Kumeten Dota now who says what defense did was wrong. However, all this is a build up of anger due to the unfair treatment that Islanders get in football decisions. What we should understand is that most of these issues are, I think it got cut off there. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let me see what I can do. I can salvage it, yes. What you understand is that most of these issues are tribal, unfortunately. Football shouldn't be based on tribal issues, however, as it is, because people are people and they should always interact and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then Sakile Linine says, hashtag asfunubumbulutin. So, that was our goal. So, now, let me get back to you, Mr. Mkinikai. So, far as you see all this happening in Zimbabwe, obviously, you heard some people talking about tribal issues and all those kind of things. Of course, he mentioned that. I've read Kumete's message, which says the same thing. But is it really a question of these tribal conflicts or somebody made a mistake?
All those things, they go parallel.
Mm.
Yeah, politics, tribal, they just go parallel. And now when it comes to the ref, on my side, I don't trust Zimbabwean refs. And it's not the first time, every season, in and out, most games I watch them. But they always do that.
Thank you, Mr. Mkinika. Time is out, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Siyabonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sesiphele, Mkinika. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Tandazani Mkinikaya. He was there all the time.
All the time,
and
thank
you. Former Highlanders player.
So he was speaking as a Highlanders player?
No, he was speaking as a soccer kind of commentator now. Oh, you know, he loves soccer. He says he dreams, swims, and does everything soccer.
That's good.
So this is Gibbs Juba in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And then you jonga kande mire chitaiwa zvirongwa zvestudio 7 zviripo. Rambam chitera tinotenda zvikuru marara zvakanaka.